We're doing a lot of stuff on air quality. We don't need the legislature's approval on a lot of stuff or the pieces of legislation. I think they're aware, and certainly they've made it an issue in the legislature more than I've ever seen before. So the public's discussion and concern has translated to more awareness on the part of the legislators. We still have a couple of bills out there that we'll see if they pass today. But we're moving ahead on prohibiting wood from being burned in stoves and fireplaces with our Division of Environmental Quality. We're going to help people. There's about 200-plus homes out there that it's their sole source of heat. We'll help them transition to natural gas or propane. But that's low-hanging fruit. We can make a big difference, about 5% difference in the air quality if we just quit burning wood during the inversions. Secondly, we're working with industry in a significant way to make sure that they use best available technology. And we have rules and regulations in place that are going to compel that to happen so that we'll be in compliant in 2019 under the new air standards. We've gone from PM10 as a particulate matter to PM2.5. And industry is going to be a big part of that effort. They're going to be spending tens of millions of dollars on new technology over the next few years to help us with the reduction of pollution. The Tier 3 that I've introduced in my state of the state, Tier 3 fuels and automobiles, again, is a big step up. It's new technology. We want to embrace that. If we had it right now, it would help us reduce pollution in the air and help clean up the air. So that's something I want to do as quickly as we can, even ahead of schedule with the Clean Air Act. And I think we have a good chance to do that. So we're doing those things regardless. We need to replace the school buses that are older, that pollute more. The disappointment is that there hasn't been money put in the budget for that. That's a concern. We have a piece of legislation that was designed to take a dollar out of your utility as a voluntary donation that will give us a revenue stream for just air quality issues. That's something that we can maybe utilize going forward to find ways to spend money to help us with air quality. And so we'll have to wait and see. That's still being debated right now. There's another bill that I like, and that was Representative Becky Edwards' Bill 121, which has to do with giving us more flexibility in the state and the ability to be more strict on some compliance issues than the federal requirements. I'm not a one-size-fits-all guy. I think that Utah is pretty smart people here, and we ought to be able to make it more strict if we feel like it's in our best interests here. And so that's a bill that I still, who knows, that may come out today. But those are two issues that I wished we could get through. But regardless, it's not an end-all be-all, this legislative session. It's not, this is not the end. I expect we'll have more discussion next legislative session to complete what we don't finish this time. That being said, the air is getting cleaner. That's the good news for everybody. The air is cleaner now than it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago, and it'll be cleaner in 5 years than it is today. I mean, the trajectory is clearly getting the air quality better, and so that's good news for all of us. The old adage, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, comes to mind. We actually have some pretty good outcomes in Utah. We've lowered our DUIs, our fatalities on the highways. We do really a good job, and we are getting better. So our alcohol laws seem to be working, and we need to do more on, I think, awareness, particularly underage drinking. We've had some really good promotions on underage drinking so that people understand if you're going to drink, it ought to be responsible. You ought to be an adult. So I think we're doing some really good things there, and I don't know that there's any need. The people that are most critical of the perception issue is mainly people in Utah. Our tourism is up 7.8%. It's almost record numbers. We're growing. So whatever the perception is of people outside our borders about Utah, it seems to be a very positive one. And I think anybody who wants to get a drink and access alcohol can do so. It's different than other states, but other states are, if we use the speaker's term, weird. Other states are even weirder than Utah. So it's just different. And again, we complain about it more than even those people outside of our borders. So I don't see any compelling need to change. We'll continue to discuss and work on it. Alcohol has always been a big issue in Utah for a variety of reasons, and it will continue to be an issue out there.